We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the PACKADAY podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Pack-A-Day podcast. You can get all of your Pack-A-Day updates by following us on Twitter at Pack-A-Day podcast. And remember to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, or Spotify. I always want to say Stitcher. Shout out Kyle. Even though that's no longer something that we do. But of course, you can always check us out on CheeseheadTV.com. I am Maggie Loney. Kyle is not with us this week, which means that I'm joined by Andrew Mertig. And we are back for another Monday show. How are you, Andrew?
Yeah, it's been a crazy time of the year for me personally. And also, like, of course, all the draft stuff we have in pending free agency. All that's so exciting. And a peek behind the curtain for any listeners that are out there. I am in charge of putting together the script most weeks. And I accidentally deleted a huge portion of the intro. And Maggie ad-libbed that so well. And I am so impressed. You're so much better. Kyle would have screwed that up big time.
I listen to the show so much that I just know what to say.
That would have been a Ron Burgundy moment for Kyle, for sure.
Well, we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. So today we wanted to do a little bit of a preview of free agency and the draft, since the early negotiating window will have opened up by the time many of you are listening to this. So our activity is to pick one free agent that we want to sign, or we want the Packers to sign, and then build a mock draft around that free agent. Because of course, what the Packers end up doing in free agency, just like any other NFL team, is going to impact what their draft looks like when it comes around. So, Maggie, why don't you kick us off with your free agent acquisition?
Yeah, so I know who you're taking, right? Because I saw you piece yours together first. You beat me to the punch. And because I know that that involves taking somebody in the secondary, and I don't want to be redundant because I want the listeners to have the full experience of two very different mocks, I'm going to go for a huge splash here, and I'm going to take Patrick Queen in free agency. I know he's more expensive than other options like Frankie Louvu, but Queen is 3 years younger, and we've seen Gutekunst capitalize on those second contracts before, right? I mean, Preston Smith is a really good example of that. Goot has a knack for finding ascending players and then giving them a payday when their rookie contract is over. And now we already know the caliber that Queen can play at, so I'm not entirely sure that he counts as an ascending player at this point, but it would be a lot of fun to see the prospect fans clamored for in the 2020 draft wind up in green and gold, knowing that Green Bay grabbed their quarterback of the future two picks earlier in that same draft. And on that same token, Jordan Brooks was another cheaper option that I considered here, which, of course, fans remember he's also from the 2020 first round, but He's coming off of an injury, and the gamble on Queen was just too fun to pass up for this particular exercise.
Yeah, I think that's really, really interesting because, of course, we know what a glaring weakness safety is on the Green Bay roster right now. But across the NFL, despite what people are sort of assuming about Jeff Hafley's defense, there are tons of teams that are putting out kind of adequate safeties who are able to keep everything in front of them, not make a lot of mistakes, and then come up and tackle when they need to. And they're instead investing a little bit more in the linebacker position. And what Patrick Queen was able to do was, once Roquan Smith was in Baltimore, really become like a dynamic duo together. And you have to think that if Queen could be the leader, then Quay Walker being that secondary player, suddenly the Packers, they have 2-3 down linebackers. And yeah, safety's probably going to be a little bit questionable going forward, but that could be really, really fun.
Well, especially with the news that came out with Devondre Campbell, Tom Silverstein obviously reported that hasn't been announced yet, obviously, but it looks very, very likely, which we kind of anticipated already, but when the new league year kicks off on Wednesday, that the Packers will be releasing Devondre Campbell and saving about $10 million against the cap.
Yeah, and so it kind of becomes an issue of like, well, where do you want either a rookie playing or kind of like a minimum level veteran or somebody maybe who's already on the roster we're not thinking about. So it's like, yeah, it would be great for the Packers to invest in safety, but then you're probably playing like an Isaiah McDuffie or a rookie opposite of Quay Walker. For the sake of the exercise, you're right. You correctly deduced that I was going to pick a defensive back, and originally had Xavier McKinney in here, but I switched it up once Justin Simmons became available. And I'm not necessarily a big fan of swinging for the fences with a safety. I don't think Justin Simmons at 31 is really going to require the kind of contract Xavier McKinney would anyways. And of course, I'd love two solid free agent safeties over one splashy one, but we decided we're going to pick one free agent. And I think maybe the best available safety is Simmons. I know his play was down a little bit last year. He maybe has lost a step. But I think, you know, he's a really good fit for what you would ask out of a veteran free agent. He instantly takes your biggest need, gives you a veteran player who's been a top 10 player in the position for most of his career. And he's reliable enough that you can put a rookie safety next to him and not have to worry about too much.
Yeah, so this is when we get into the mock draft portion of the show. We both agreed to use the PFF mock draft simulator so that the experience was consistent and our boards would fall the same way. And we'll both be going through the three full rounds. So at the end of this, we'll list our acquired players in free agency. And then you, as the listeners, can roast us on Twitter for all of our choices. So let's go ahead and get started. In my first round, I took Edge Laiatu Latu out of UCLA. And look, I know Packers fans aren't going to love this one, right? Lucas Van Ness was the pick last year in the first round, but there was a run on corners and safeties in my mock. And as my draft slid into the 20s, who was left? Arguably the best edge rusher in this draft class. Edge depth is shaky at best right now. Preston Smith is coming back. We just saw his restructure. But he's getting older, and he'll probably only be around for a few more seasons. Rashawn Gary is still Rashawn Gary, but he'll need guys to run with. And Lucas Van Ness is hopefully ascending going into year two. But they still would need a fourth edge rusher, right? And JJ Anagbare was lost for what potentially could be the entire 2024 season, if not most of it. So Latu can come in immediately and take some of that pressure off of Van Ness's development and give the Packers four true pass rushers. And he can also rush from inside or off the edge. So that gives Hafley kind of another chess piece as the Packers consider switching defensive fronts. So it might get some groans on draft night, but Edge was the best player on the board here in round one. So that is where I went.
Yeah, and Latu is a player that I think, if you take away the medical concerns, is probably a top 10 pick. And so he gives me like a mirror image. They're very different players, but I think of another UCLA player in Jalen Phillips, who slid into the draft to Miami later in the first round because of health concerns as well. And Latu, if he gets a clear bill of health from, you know, your medical staff, I think he is a steal waiting to happen. And if that happens, we know the Packers are pretty picky with those medicals. If they clear him and he lands there, I think he could be a a rare edge rusher the Packers draft in the first round that has an immediate impact, right? Like, he doesn't need to wait a year. He's ready to go. So I do think that that's a really fun one as well. I did something that I kind of hate, and that is taking a safety in the first round. I don't usually like taking safeties in the first round ever, but I did, and I don't really like taking safeties in the first round of this year's draft because I don't know that there's necessarily a true value there. But I went with Tyler Newbin, the safety out of Minnesota. I think, you know, it, like I said, it's fair to say that there's probably not a first-round value at safety this year, but most years there are only like 12 to 18 players with first-round grades anyways. So when you're drafting in the mid-20s, it allows you to take a player with second-round valuation but either has really high upside or is a great fit for your needs and scheme. I think Newbin probably checks both boxes for the Green Bay Packers. And so to pair with Justin Simmons, Newbin can slot in as the other starting safety. He has good athleticism and ball skills. He's good in both man and zone. He is a little stiff in the hips, but he makes up for a lot of that with good instincts. And I think he's a great pairing with Simmons for the Packers' future.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. He, I think, went like 23 maybe in mine. He was not available. He got snatched up right when I was getting to my board, as is what typically happens anytime I do a mock draft. But in my second round, I ended up with defensive tackle Braden Fisk out of Florida State, and then running back Jonathan Brooks from Texas. So now I'm starting to get a little concerned because, once again, there were no safeties available as my board was falling. If I'm Brian Gutekunst, I'm probably trading around to put myself in a better position to grab one of those guys. But since we didn't do trades in this exercise and let the boards fall as they may, I decided to give Kenny Clark an explosive running mate on the interior of the defensive line and take probably my first choice at running back in this class. So Fisk is a freak athlete who likely increased his draft stock with a really strong combine performance. He's a little bit undersized, but he makes up for that with his game quickness. He's also already 24, which is not normally what Gutekunst goes for, but the athletic traits were too good to pass up here, and we did see him kind of stray away from some of those preferences with drafting guys like Devontae Wyatt. So next I grabbed Jonathan Brooks here out of Texas, and he did suffer the ACL injury in November, so that may deter some people. But he also shared a backfield with Bijan Robinson and Roschon Johnson last year, and I think his legs are about as fresh as you can possibly find entering the NFL. You know, he's a solid pass catcher. He would become a three-down back right away, and he would immediately fill a need opposite Aaron Jones, especially considering reports that A.J. Dillon is likely not back in Green Bay.
Yeah, and, you know, if it takes him a little bit of time to get up to speed, if he has to miss camp or even the beginning parts of the season, of course, the Packers are in really good hands with Aaron Jones at that point. And then you'd be adding Brooks in, you know, for the second half of the season, the playoff run, which might be really, really impactful for them. In the second round, I went with edge Chop Robinson from Penn State and linebacker Edgerrin Cooper from Texas A&M. And I think, you know, safety largely taken care of. So I'm in a position to swing for the fences at 41. And Chop Robinson is one of my highest rated defensive players. So for me, that is a no-brainer. Like, yeah, he blew up the combine with his 40, but you can see that athleticism on tape. He's got a great first step. He's surprisingly strong for a guy that's listed at 245. And he even has the athleticism that you see naturally, like, dropping into coverage. So he's everything you want in a pass rushing prospect, but his production is lacking. And that's why he may actually drop into the 40s. So you take a guy with his tools. You let him sit behind Rashawn, Preston, and Van Ness for a year. Give him 8 to 10 pass rushing reps a game, and then let him loose later in the year if he's ready. Or you just have another developmental edge who's ready to be a full-time contributor in 2025. And he's only 21.1 years old, so, you know, you really are getting a fresh draft prospect for next year if you do allow him to redshirt a little bit this year. And then Edgerrin Cooper is another explosive athlete. He's long. He shows good instincts to read a play, and then he goes. He's a good hitter. He's comfortable dropping into coverage in zones. He's got really good length, and he's pretty sticky in man. He's light, like, he's going to play in the 230s. So taking on blockers will never be a strength. He needs to be in a scheme that allows him to flow into space. But I think a year of part-time pass specialty role will allow him to mature into a starter outside of Quay Walker by next season. He's got a very similar build and skill set to the ones that the 49ers have had so much success with. So I really, really like him in the second round.
It's so crazy to think that we're over a month removed from actual football, and it's already the start of free agency. But despite the end of football, the action on the floor is just beginning to heat up. It's tournament season, the NBA's in its final push towards the playoffs, and there is no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. So that means it's time to get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks. There are so many reasons why Prize Picks is my favorite fantasy app, but my absolute favorite aspect is the fact that I can log in, easily make my selections, and submit my entry within 60 seconds. Prize Picks completely changed my football season and my overall enjoyment of the game. Now, it's NCAA tournament time, and I sincerely cannot wait to combine two of my favorite activities, March Madness and Prize Picks. This week, I'm already keeping an eye out for Damian Lillard three-point makes, Nikola Jokic rebounds, and let's just say I plan on making a ton of Caitlin Clark picks over the next couple weeks. The best part is that right now you can download the app and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. So download that app right now and use code PACKADAY for that first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, that's a fun pick. I love that we kind of are in the same vein as far as the types of players that we're looking at. So you can clearly tell when you're listening to this, right, that we've identified what we think are the perceived needs for the team. Going into the third round of our mock, third and final round, I took a safety, Dadrian Taylor-Demerson out of Texas Tech, and then cornerback Jerrion Jones out of Florida State. So Taylor Demerson is a really intriguing prospect to me since he only started 2 years at Texas Tech, but he impressed in those two seasons. I mean, he had 7 interceptions, 13 passes defensed, and forced 2 fumbles. He's got the versatility to play post in the box or in the slot, and he had ample snaps in all 3 spots in college. So Halfley should be able to move him around and find a home for the 4-4-1 speed athlete. Then I'm going back to the secondary here with my second pick, and I'm grabbing cornerback Jerrion Jones from Florida State, my second Seminole of the draft. I toyed with a couple of players here, including an inside linebacker and a boundary corner, but I really liked Jones' ability to play in the slot. He played outside for 2 seasons, then he moved to the slot in 2023, and that's where he really shined. He had 3 picks, he allowed a passer rating of 25.3, and we've talked on this show, right, a number of times about the need to distinguish players in the draft process as nickel corners, especially as defenses shift kind of into that 4-2-5 base. And Jones really meets that need in a big way and checks that box for Green Bay.
Yeah, and I know Jones is somebody that some of the folks that I really trust their draft positions are starting to become pretty keen on. And as a third round pick, I think he's great value. I would love, love, love for the Packers to finally address slot corner as its own independent position and not just sort of throwing your third corner in there in the old school way. And so in the third round, I actually did something relatively similar, technically a different position, but also a slot player. And that is Kalen Bullock out of USC. He's my safety two overall. So getting him in the third round for me is a big value. He's also only 20.8 years old. And I know, I already signed Justin Simmons and drafted Tyler Newbin. So like we're done with safety, right? But this is a third safety who can get on the field in nickel. We know that, you know, there are going to be times when you have to play your third safety due to injury or ineffectiveness or whatever else. And he can provide really wonderful depth there, but he's a center field type of player with great athletic traits and ball skills. He's undersized and does have some questions in tackling, but I think you can throw him into the nickel and have him be that third safety if you want to like move Justin Simmons down into the box and nickel and dime and really have like an effective rotation there. With the other third round pick, I went with running back Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, and I am not really that high on Wright. I think he's patient, but he's not very good at identifying run lanes. He doesn't have great agility. He goes, he does have a really good burst and long speed. But for me, the problem was balance is kind of questionable. He is a willing blocker, so that's a plus. His receiving and route running are both a little bit subpar and underdeveloped at this point, but the upside here is great. If he can figure out how to be more patient and hit the hole, and he's going to be playing behind arguably the best running back in the league at those particular skills in Aaron Jones, he could be a force to reckon with, be a force to be reckoned with for years to come because of his athletic skill set. His polar opposite player in this draft, by the way, Blake Corum, went one pick before. So if you really like Corum, don't blame me for that one. But I do think, you know, at that point in the third round, I think taking a flyer and a guy with Wright's upside is really fun.
Yeah, so I really love doing mock drafts. I like doing these exercises. And, you know, the chances of us getting any of this right is very slim, but we still thought it was fun to do for this show. So for the purposes of this exercise, I ended my free agency and draft in the first three rounds with inside linebacker Patrick Queen, edge rusher Laiatu Latu, defensive lineman Braden Fisk, running back Jonathan Brooks, safety Dadrian Taylor-Demerson, and slot corner Jerrion Jones. How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, and so I'm getting three safeties, Justin Simmons, Tyler Newbin, and Kalen Bullock, an edge rusher in Chop Robinson, a linebacker in Edgerrin Cooper, and a running back in Jalen Wright. So kind of funny that both of us ended up using all of those assets on defensive players plus one running back. So, you know, we'll see. That actually, I think, is a fair assessment for where the Packers are, but they can be relatively unpredictable in a lot of these areas as well. And I think this shows two strategies for the Packers to get better and address several of their needs, whether they invest, you know, a premium salary at, you know, one linebacker or safety, one of those kind of positions. Then it gives us a little bit different mindset heading into the draft. And how we approach free agency definitely changes the way the draft is approached, which I think is going to make the next several days really fascinating. But that is all the time that we have for today. This has been the Pack a Day Podcast. You can find Maggie on Twitter at Maggie J. Loney, and also check out Packs What She Said. And you can find me at Andrew Mertig. Remember to also follow at Pack a Day Podcast on Twitter. You can catch Kyle, Maggie, and myself every single Monday. And next week, we'll be back with more off-season coverage. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember. Go, hey, go!
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance.
From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.